This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, hour number three coming at you. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is more than just a lubricant. It is a treatment. It is a way to deal with your weapon, all the metal parts of your weapon. This past weekend, I pulled apart the Nighthawk. Everything got soaked in solvent. Everything got wiped down. Then everything got soaked in the Extreme. And then everything got wiped down again. Nothing left to excess. Everything running real slick. Just the way I want it to go. Check them out at froglube.com. Since the Donald entered the White House, America has gone from bad to worse right now as far as the left being violent and everything goes. The rise of mob violence and the riots and outright targeting of people by domestic terrorist groups like the Antifa and the Communists and Black Lives Matter and the other Soros-funded radical far-left groups isn't or shouldn't be taken lightly. Berkeley has blown up more than once. I mean, Berkeley looks like a road warrior prop. They blew up the first time because Milo Yiannopoulos, who's about as physically threatening. I mean, yes, he does say what he wants and he says what he means and he has no filter. I guess that's dangerous. We saw mobs rioting in Portland. We saw Washington, D.C. trash at a women's march and inauguration riots. We saw violent leftists attack people at a college Republicans event at NYU. What we've seen is every major urban city on both coasts explode with violence. And until these jobless, bandana-wearing, woman-beating losers get arrested, America's urban centers will continue to see violence as they continue to rage against freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of religion, and, well, just plain old freedom. Some action over the past few days and weeks. Police have extinguished a flaming MAGA hat, Make America Great Again, outside NYU's Kimmel Center. Oh, gosh. Here's one. Here's what happened to female Trump supporter when she met peaceful and tolerant liberals. She's all bloodied and beat up. Things on fire. People bleeding. You get the idea. So if you're a God-fearing, America-loving, tolerant, and decent person, what are you supposed to do when these riots, not protests, break out if they do in front of you? Here's a few tips that, you know, just from, you know, I get these from people I talk to. I get these from people I know. You know, I know law enforcement people and weapons experts, martial artists, spec ops, and SWAT people. This is a mashup. Okay, of how to survive a riot. Number one, don't go near it. That's pretty self-explanatory. If you don't have to be there, don't. There's no honor putting yourself in harm's way, taking a brick in the head, and getting put into a coma. Number two, situational awareness. This is very important because a riot is like a flash flood. it comes up on you quick. You see them up the road. You see the signs waving. You're just thinking, I get on the sidewalk. But if it's a riot, it may be all around you when it breaks up. So always know what's going on around you. At the grocery store, at red lights, in your driveway, at the parking lot, at the ATM. Everywhere you are, know what's going on around you. Every day, carry a gun. Depending on what state you live in, you'll have certain options as far as what you can carry with you every day when you leave the house. Since I live in a free state, that means I can carry the biggest thing I want to. I work at home, so I don't have to carry anything. I don't have to leave, but I do carry it because I do go out. If you're in the middle of one, don't panic. If you find yourself out and about when violence breaks out, do not panic. Panic doesn't help. Rational thinking does. Don't freak out and don't freeze in place and wait for a beatdown. You need to be moving and you need to be acting. Which brings me to the next thing, which is mastering the OODA loop. If you're a military guy or anyone who's received any kind of tactical training, you may have heard of the OODA loop. It stands for observe, orient, decide, and act, and has to do with how you handle yourself in a high-stress or crisis situation. Basically, it means that you assess the situation, weigh your options, and you make a decision. Instead of me hashing it out, you know, go check out all the other strategists out there that have written about it. You'll be very glad that you did. OODA, O-O-D-A. Number 6, know that you are not safe. There are no safe spaces in these cases. Number 7, run. This is your best option. If you can run, do it. Run away and do not stop until you're sure you are safe. Number 8, don't wait for the police because they are going to pull back and just try to contain this. They are outmanned. And if they have to go to guns to try to quell this, then things are getting really bad. You cannot expect them to save you. You need to protect yourself and be ready to, you know, get out of there. But if you need to, join in. If you can't get out or get away and you see no option, join in. Take off your Trump hat, blend into the crowd only for as long as you have to get out and get where you need to be. This is about survival. Number 10, don't look like a target. Cowards in masks attack targets. That's what cowards do. So don't look like one. If you're hunched over with your face in your phone and not paying attention, this will project weakness and paint you as a target to rioters. Walk upright, look at people in the eye, and don't let people get close to you. If they do, tell them to get away from you strongly, verbally, to show them you mean business and tell them to back off. Harsh language does mean something to these people. You're speaking their language. So walk proud, watch for the cues you're about to be attacked, you know, something like that. Keep moving, maintain as much distance. Number 11, if you need to, hide. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. Hide. Number 12, never get backed into a corner. If you get put up against a wall or backed into a corner with a mob or violent morons coming at you, you're going to take a beating, so don't do it. Evade, evade, evade. Always stay moving and never stop until you're safe. Number 13, if you can, stay in a pack. There is strength in numbers. Stay with others or find some like-minded people and join them. Your chances of coming out unscathed and walking away are always better if you have others to help watch your back. Don't get divided. Help each other and communicate as you're navigating the riot. Number 14, never start a fight, but know how to finish it. If you are not already trained, you need to get trained so you'll know how to fight if you have to. And I'm not talking about karate or kung fu. Talking about real stuff that will let you incapacitate your attacker and save your lives so you can go home with to your loved ones. You know, we're talking about, BJJ, Muay Thai, Wing Chun, Aikido, Krav Maga, Jeet Kune Do, those kind of things come to mind. Learn how to fight, never start it, just know how to finish it. Never brandish a weapon. This is your last resort. If you're carrying a weapon, you have to genuinely fear for your life and or the life of others you're with to legally use it. You're not Rambo. No matter how you think a shootout will go down, it won't go down that way. This is not the movies. If you have to fight, learn how to fight with your weapon. Sometimes you might not need to draw, but if you do, be sure you've been trained and know how to use it. Your weapon, by the way, can be a striking weapon. Your gun. The top of the slide with the sights on it. That would hurt. That would hurt an awful lot. Now, you do not want to punch with a semi-automatic weapon, though, because a semi-automatic weapon will push back on the slide, and you may be out of battery if you do that. Plus, you may pull the trigger while you're punching, then you just shot somebody. So don't punch. Slap. If you're going to use it as a striking weapon. Remember, in a mob or riot, your one goal is to simply get out alive. That's the only plan. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. This is something that takes your weapon and makes it more combat effective, more combat ready. You simply have to clean it with the solvent and then lube it with the extreme. And it's ready to go. And that's all you need to know. It's that simple. What do you know your Frog Lube IQ? Coming from the desk of Rob Morse. I've been waiting for him to write something like this. See, Rob was at the NRA meetup, and we got to witness, he, me, John Adine, some of the other older fellows, you know, in our 50s and everything else. We saw Gun Culture 2.0. They were there. But just like anything else, you know, one of the things that the Democrats are really good at is divisiveness. So bigotry works for them. Blaming the innocent worked after the Civil War. The white Democrats, who were the precursors to the KKK, promoted fear of newly freed blacks. Bigotry works today. Now black Democrats promote fear of free blacks who will defend themselves and the people they love. Politicians always wrap themselves in that cloak of public safety. And that cloak is usually the white sheet of bigotry directed against minorities and the poor. Democrat Congressman John Lewis said we need him so we can be safe. Lewis also said that honest gun owners are not welcome in Atlanta. He said, I must say to the NRA that you're not welcome here in the 5th District. You're not welcome here in Atlanta. That would have shocked Martin Luther King because he was a gun owner. And he was born in Atlanta. Last month, Congressman Lewis said we need to make our cities, our states, our neighborhoods free of gun violence. But murder is not a racial problem. It's a national problem. It's a local problem. I meant to say that murder isn't a national problem, but it is a local problem. And, you know, Democrats run a lot of these locales where this kind of stuff is located. So are they keeping you safe in those locales? Are they keeping you safe in Chicago? New York City, perhaps? I don't know. Research by the Crime Prevention Research Center found out that here in the U.S., only a few counties produce most of our homicides. These are populous counties, to be sure, but there remain large areas of peace and quiet, even amongst our most violent counties. Los Angeles is a good living example. Rob is from California. California has a strict set of statewide gun laws. In Los Angeles today, ordinary citizens cannot get a permit to carry a concealed weapon in public. Those are the restrictions that Congressman Lewis asked for. Yet Los Angeles County had over 500 murders and thousands of assaults last year. And violence is concentrated in small areas. Even within Los Angeles County, the cities of Beverly Hills, Hawthorne, and Van Nuys had one murder each. Like Los Angeles, Atlanta, Georgia has areas that have very little crime, even though taken as a whole, the city is four times more violent than the U.S. average. Congressman Lewis is wrong. Guns are not the problem. 81,000 NRA members flooded into Atlanta at the end of April. There were more than 20,000 armed individuals in one room for days on end. There was no surge in gun violence, to use the congressman's phrase. When the statistics are made available, we're going to find out that crime fell in Atlanta while the NRA was in town. Whenever a city hosts the NRA meetup, crime falls. Time and time again. It's worth noting that even in the most violent section of our deep blue cities, only a few percent of the population causes crime. That's because the vast majority of us are law-abiding. That is true everywhere. Now, the unfortunate truth here is that bad government policies have poisoned the well that leads to the life of the inner city. Democrat politicians drove out industry and encouraged dependency. Local prosecutors refuse to remove violent criminals from our streets. Politicians also protect their donors, and that is true in both a political sense and a literal sense. There's been big city mayors move police into elite enclaves while crime flourishes in the ghetto. Poor minorities are disproportionately hurt by crime. Black women have the greatest need to defend themselves and their families. Marshall Tigner is a black firearms instructor who teaches in the Atlanta area and helps fill that need. Tigner said, "My end game is to effectively teach a million women how to shoot before I die." She's already taught hundreds of black women this year alone. Her students learn the safe and responsible use of firearms, and Tigner's classes are full. Maj Turay says, "I don't think there's a black gun culture or a white gun culture. I think there's an informed gun culture and an ignorant gun culture." Tigner and Turay have very eager audiences. And this should not surprise us because this is 2017. This is not 1960. Our society today embraces self-empowerment. And that includes self-defense and self-protection. Poll taken in late 2014 by Pew Research showed that 54% of black people felt that owning guns did more to protect people than endanger personal safety. That attitude explains why we see more and more minorities taking firearms classes and learning how to legally protect themselves. And good on them. They're American just like me. I do not put on the uniform and go overseas to defend them just for them to get killed here. I want them to flourish here. Not everyone can agree on this. Lewis wants us all disarmed, and fine. Good luck with that one. Condemning the innocent for the actions of a few is the very definition of bigotry, and the answer is simple for young politicians and for old ones. If you'll protect our rights all the time everywhere else, we might leave you alone. Otherwise, we are listening. Things may change for you very soon. You might be out of a job. Who knows? Even John Lewis can be replaced, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Congressman, but you are just as dispensable as anybody out there, and there's no one that cannot be replaced in the American political scene today. Least of all, somebody who clings to something when you should know better. You should know better. Your people that you are a member of, they were the ones that victimized you back in the 60s. I guess if you can't beat them, join them, right? We'll be right back.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is set to meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un coming up at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Former ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, has some advice for President Trump.
What I would do, Sandra, and maybe the president is heading that way, is give him a security guarantee to the North Koreans. Like, say, Kim Jong-un, we're not going to try to knock you off, but you've got to do a bunch of things.
The U.S. Supreme Court rules in a case regarding voter registration. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The High Court says states can purge inactive voters from the rolls. The ruling comes in an Ohio case involving the removal of people people from voter rolls after they didn't cast ballots in elections for 2 years and for not returning warning notices about it. The High Court's conservative majority prevailing in the 5-4 ruling, Ohio has purged thousands of people from its voting rolls in recent years.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back. Trying very hard to figure out this congestion thing. Very soon, I may just start resorting to snorting frog lube. I haven't tried that yet. I've tried it for everything else. It cures everything else, solves everything else. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, this is stuff that is going to change the way your weapon runs. froglube.com. Robert Heinlein said this at least once. Everyone should have to run for his life. So he will know and understand that eggs don't come from stores, that safety does not come from police, and that news is not something that happens to other people. I like that quote. Here's a success story from one of John Farnham's students out of the East Coast. She lives alone in a gated community. She writes, sometimes instructors like you may never know how critically you've changed a student right from the beginning. The following narrative may help you to know how profoundly you've changed me. As you know, I live in an ostensibly secure gated community. There's a guard at the entry all the time, along with the walls, fences, gates, alarms, security patrols, etc. This is the safest community in the whole state. That's what we're constantly told, mostly to justify the outrageous fees we pay to live here. Our community's accepted protocol is that you must never just drop in on a resident unannounced. You're expected to call ahead in order to arrange any visit. according to the only people I ever expect to knock on my door are ones I've invited them and expecting. For one, I never invite anyone over before 10 a.m. nor after 8 p.m. Two Sunday mornings ago at around 6 a.m., I'm awakened by my dogs yelping frantically. I'm not sure of the time, but I know it is early. Before emerging from my bedroom, I put on my tactical belt, which holds my holstered Glock G19 and two spare magazines. The ensemble is always ready next to my bed when I retire. I concealed it all under a shirt and then went to see what the fuss was about. The Ring doorbell I had installed as a security measure was alarming, and that is why the dogs were barking. It was daylight, so I didn't think there was much risk in opening the door. It must be a groundskeeper, I thought. Of course, it was Sunday, and no workers are allowed on property on weekends. But my mind hadn't gotten that far yet, so without thinking, I opened the door. I was greeted by two men I did not recognize, but they looked like landscapers. They addressed me in Spanish. I understand a little Spanish, but not when people speak fast. The only thing I can make out is the word cinco, meaning five. I had no idea what they were talking about, but by now 20 seconds have gone by and I'm thinking that this is getting dangerous, and I'm really foolish to just stand here. Suddenly one of them takes two steps towards me holding a piece of paper. And I finally got in gear. I assumed the interview stance from which I had started so many tactical exercises during my training, and I yelled, "No!" He immediately stepped backward while saying, "No, Mama." I never showed them my pistol, but my right hand was already on it, in my master grip. Both suspects immediately stumble backward, turn around, and hurriedly return to their parked car, and without delay, they drive away. Back inside, I was on the phone right away. I called the front gate and asked why they were letting workers in on weekends. The front gate safety officer abruptly cut me off, saying he needed to call police. At this point, I was really annoyed and a little frightened. Less than a minute later, three uniformed safety officers show up at my door. I told them the story, including a description of the two suspects, plus a description of their car. One of the officers asked me, "Were they wet?" I told him I couldn't be sure. At this point, I am definitely more angry than frightened, mostly angry at myself for ever opening the door. Being now wide awake, I turn on TV news only to hear that this very morning, Border Patrol agents had intercepted a boat filled with illegal migrants and that several had jumped overboard, swam ashore, and had not yet been found. Then, but the authorities were searching for them near and around an exclusive beachfront community. I'm really awake now. Safety officers returned and reported that sheriff's deputies had arrested two suspects, doubtless the same two had showed up at my door 20 minutes earlier. They finished their report to me by saying, "Don't worry, you're safe now." I said to myself, "Skippy, you have no idea how safe I am. My skills are taking shape. I'm obviously far from perfect, but my training truly functioned this morning, fuzzy or not. And I no longer harbor any delusions about living in a safe place, if I ever did." Safety is a dilatory term that we naively invented in order to describe a non-existent phenomena. You're never safe, no matter where you are, nor what you're doing, nor whom you're with. You're certainly safer with certain people, safer than without certain things. Equipment, no matter how formidable and expensive, will never lift us from the state or the status of voluntary victim. Competent training will, though. Confucius said this, "A superior man, when resting in safety, forgets not that peril is ever present. When in a state of security, he forgets not that ruin is only a breath away. When all is orderly, he forgets not that chaos ever hovers over him. Thus his state and clans are preserved." There are no safe spaces, places. There's certainly as much stuff as you can do to make your odds better. I mean, in the neighborhood I live in, there is no cover, literally no cover, simply because, you know, houses are not cover. got some trees that might be cover. But cover is, you know, marrying cover. When you get under cover and you get real wrapped up in staying under cover, they're going to get close to you and they're going to kill you. Just ask those guys in Dallas. I mean, that guy that was killing all those cops, he was running like a running back, juking and jiving. He'd fake left and come around right and coming around the cover where the cop would be right up on it instead of backing away to where he could have room. So technique matters, training does matter, but forget safety. When people say get to safety, I'm not safe when I go out. I'm carrying one of three high capacity pistols most of the time. Sometimes I'm carrying the Nighthawk. When I'm carrying the Nighthawk, I'm carrying four spare magazines. When I'm carrying one of the three high capacities, I'm carrying two spare magazines. I've got upwards of 50 rounds on me at any given time, loaded in magazines, ready to go, and I'm not safe. If I have the weapon out and I'm firing, I am not safe because I have a finite resource. So in most self-defense settings, yes, that would work. That would be more than adequate. I'd have all kinds of change left over. But I don't train for that. I'm trying to train for everything. For everything. You should do that too. You should do that on a regular basis. I don't know what I want to talk about in the next segment. I guess I'm going to have to flip a coin. I think I know what I'm going to talk about in the next segment, but it's going to be more in line with there being no safe spaces. I think that's what we're going to go with. Yeah, I think so, yes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. I have used it for the past 5 years. I will continue to use it until they reformulate it and make it better. Then I'll use whatever they come up with then. Froglube.com. The reason that you and I need to get in our heads that there is no safe space is because the left, with no understanding of what real violence is, has decided that that is a good means to their end, which is to get power back. They're moving toward violence as a tactic in their quest to grab the political power to which it believes it is entitled. John Daniel Davidson is absolutely correct in his observation that the American left is talking itself into violence. And he cites a lot of examples, and here's a sample. Jennifer Carnahan, the new chairwoman of the Minnesota Republican Party, received a torrent of racist hate mail and at least one threat of physical violence that forced her from her home for a weekend. Carnahan, who is Korean-American, was targeted after publicly apologizing and calling for the resignation of those responsible for an offensive image posted in the 7th Congressional District Republican's Facebook page. Didn't matter that Carnahan didn't post the image or that she did everything right. The folks sending the hate mail called her racist and then threw a few racial epithets directly at her for good measure. Last month, left-wing activists in Oregon caused the cancellation of the 82nd Avenue of Roses parade by threatening to drag fascists off the parade route. And by fascists, they meant the Republican Party of Multnomah County. In an email, the activists warned, "We will have 200 or more people rush into the parade, into the middle, and drag and push those people out, as we will not give one inch to groups who espouse hatred toward LGBT, immigrants, people of color, or others." This is a mass phenomenon that is underway everywhere, and it's being tolerated, from the failure to suppress Antifa armed thugs shutting down political speech in Berkeley to nods and winks from authority figures. when a revered civil rights era hero who carries a steel plate in his skull owing to injuries from a police baton implicitly encourages the ongoing wave of violence. A lot of people take it quite seriously. Representative John Lewis urged students on Saturday to help recreate a sense of hope that has been lost in America today and to participate in civil disobedience if necessary. In a commencement speech that focused largely on Lewis's life growing up and his involvement in the civil rights movement in the 1960s, he ended it with an examination of the current state of affairs and a thinly veiled critique of America under President Trump, whom he did not mention by name. Paralleling what he had said earlier about getting into the way of things he saw as unjust during the civil rights era, he encouraged his audience to do the same when they leave college. Go out there, get in the way, get in trouble, good trouble, necessary trouble, make some noise. Good trouble is a wonderful yet horrifying catchphrase. It is memorable and it's easily defensible. Yet in the minds of the violent factions of the left, it can be appropriated to provide blanket permission to misbehave. The expression good trouble can be picked up by anyone from nonviolent demonstrators seeking symbolic arrest to the Antifa thugs to potential future weathermen-like terrorists. From the standpoint of Lewis, it is not an explicit call to violence, of course. He's citing nonviolent civil rights era heroes, and he considers himself to be one of those. So he's bulletproof in uttering these words. But his words exist in the context of John Daniel Davidson Chronicles. We face a threatening situation. Large numbers of people have become deranged with TDS, and among them, it is statistically certain there will be people inclined to violence due to what we call pre-existing conditions. The crazy is looking for a cause or a trigger. So people are acting out, and at the same time, they're told that there's good trouble, necessary trouble, by a secular civil rights saint, no matter his personal context, in creating the repression. Here's a problem with defaulting to violence. Violence is something that, for those who understand what violence is a necessary evil. Violence is a breakdown. Anytime we go to violence, that means there has been a breakdown in the civil discourse. When that breakdown gets so bad that we're getting nowhere, then violence is going to result. The key to violence is that you have to understand violence. Violence, for the sake of being violent, is stupid. It's cruel. It's evil. Violence for the sake of saving people is another thing altogether. There are those of you that would say, well, Bill, you know, that's all a matter of perspective, isn't it? Well, no. No, it's not a matter of perspective. Like this Carnahan lady. She's just executing a job. And it's the same thing as, you know, if somebody's just executing a job, whether it's politics or being a drive-through, you know, running the drive-through window or being a pharmacist or whatever it is, they're just executing a job and somebody comes in and wants to be violent with them, then they need to be met with hyperviolence. The difference between the left and the people I hang out with is that when we get violent, we're only going to do it for a moment, because that's all it's going to take. Because real violence is not for the faint of heart. I regularly train, and some of you do too. I regularly train with something called the Mozambique drill. Two to the chest, one to the head. And I'm shooting at a cardboard cutout, a silhouette. But that would be a technique I would be using to stop a single assailant. And I wouldn't be debating whether I was going to be doing it. I would just be waiting to get those three shots. And then I'm going to take those three shots to stop the target. Because those three shots will deanimate the target. I don't have 15 seconds for the target to deanimate after I punch him in the pump a few times. So I'm going to punch him in the pump twice, and then I'm going to put one in the skull to deanimate him and to stop the threat. Now, that's a very clinical way of talking about it. It's very horrific to witness it. Does that mean I don't do it? No, it does not mean I don't do it. It means I still do it because it is necessary. Now, people who are violent out of anger instead of out of need, these are the people that are the most dangerous. These are the people where there is no safe space. There's no retreating. There's no appeasing. Violence can be very intoxicating for a disturbed mind. There's been lots of leftist terrorists before, and I'm not really liking the volatility of the mixture we face as the left still cannot reconcile itself to the electoral defeat and spirals toward the fringe. They're going somewhere. They're not really sure of where they're going. Yeah, some of them are arming up. That's fine. I mean, it's, you know, Steve Fisher put it best. It ends badly for them. We're not going to sit there and get within 25 meters of them. When we can see them moving on the horizon, shots will be taken, if that's what it comes to. And let me ask you, does it seem insane for America to be devolving into this right now? At this moment when we don't know how good or bad Trump's going to be, he hasn't been the president yet for 6 months. Do we allow somebody to grow into the job? Or, I mean, when Obama got there, he was the Nobel Prize winner. If we go that way, that's going to be such a pitiful shame. But let's not confuse reality of what we will do if we have to with what we really don't want to do. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in more of the same. France can be France. They can vote for that if they want to. It's not going to happen here. We will be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.